Okay, boys. Now, when Daddy comes home, let's surprise him by saying, have mercy. Okay? Now, you try it. Say, have mercy.
I don't see ya.
Oh, you don't say that, huh?
I don't say that either.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Give me a kiss. Give Daddy a kiss. What's happening around here?
Well, I was trying to teach the boys to say have mercy for you, but I've been told they don't say that.
Huh, that's too bad. Well, thanks for trying, Beck.
You're welcome.
Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Locker hates you.
Not as much as I hate it. Let me in!
Mickey, ditch class with you.
Gia, I can't. I got history.
Ooh! All of a sudden, Columbus discovering Ohio is more important than having a life.
Hey, I'm doing good in that class.
You've become such a dweeb lately.
Come on, please.
I wonder who you're getting it from. There's that new kid Jamie I was telling you about.
Whoa, he's hot.
He's mine.
Has he asked you out?
Close. He bumped into my desk.
I gotta go. Steph, I'll see you at lunch.
Hopefully. Ah, finally.
Oops. Sorry.
Yeah, right.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi. Excuse me. Do you need some help with that? Got a crowbar? Just gotta lift when you open it.
Thanks.
No problem. I'm Jamie.
Stephanie.
Do you play guitar or is that like a really big pencil bag?
Actually, I'm in a band.
Human Pudding?
Human Pudding? What kind of music do you play?
Loud.
Cool.
Listen, my band's playing Friday. Think you might like to go with me or something?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Cool. It's new band night at the Smash Club. You ever been there?
Are you kidding? My Uncle Jesse owns the Smash Club.
Hey, do I know how to pick them or what? Maybe if your aunt owns a McDonald's, we can get something to eat after the show.
The vanilla. Michelle, can you get the vanilla out of the spice cabinet, please?
Vanilla. Coming right up.
All right, it says add margarine and mix vigorously. Go ahead. Vigorously. Come on, man. Warp speed.
I'm giving you all I got, Captain. This spoon can't take anymore. And I've got Klingons.
You gotta get a blender. Come on, Michelle, you're killing me. Where's the vanilla?
I don't know. The spice cabinet turned into the cleaning cabinet.
So it has. Let me check this out. Look at this. The pots and pans are where the soup used to be. Morning, everybody. Hey. Danny, brace yourself. We've been rearranged.
Yeah, actually, I did it.
You, Danny, you spent years perfecting your cabinet system.
Joey, why does everything always have to be where everything is supposed to be?
Dad, are you sick? Let me feel your forehead. Cool as a cucumber.
I'm fine, sweetheart.
No, you're not. You're scratchy.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm growing a little stash. What do you think of it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be a good look for you if the left side grows in.
And the right side.
Thank you. That's very cute. You're cracking me up.
Danny, all these changes wouldn't have anything to do with you and Vicky breaking off your engagement, would it?
Absolutely not. Everything is fine. It's been weeks already, okay? I'm over it. I just think it's time for a few changes around here. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season. Turn, turn, turn. Which reminds me, it's time to turn the mattress. Excuse me.
Boy, we've got a big problem here.
You know, Michelle's right. Danny can deny it all he wants, but this Vicky thing is really eating away at him.
No, I mean, we still can't find the vanilla.
All right. Find the vanilla. Listen, guys, you know, Danny's having a little problem with this whole thing, so we're just going to have to be there for him until he gets over it. And if he wants to make changes, I say we go ahead and we indulge him. You know what I'm saying? We have to be loving and we have to be caring, okay? Now, let's finish these cookies. We need the vanilla. What, is he out of his mind? What kind of idiot would put balls?
Jesse, do you think that's loving or caring?
Hey, guys, guess what? Chair's gone. Dad's been here. Anyway, I have a date Friday.
Hey, all right, Steph.
Does he have an older brother?
I don't think so.
In that case, who cares?
Steph, someone named Gia's here to see you.
Gia? What does she want?
Do I look like your secretary? What happened to your room?
There you go.
Thanks for the autographs. I just can't get enough of Wake Up San Francisco.
Really? Well, thank you. It's our pleasure.
Hi, Gia. Oh, hi, Stephanie.
Steph, we didn't know your friend Gia was such a delight.
Neither did I.
Stephanie, why don't we go to your room and talk?
Okay.
Gia, stop by whenever you'd like.
Thanks. Great mustache, Mr. Selleck.
Thanks. You can call me Tom.
Actually, this works.
This is my room. I think.
Dad's been busy.
Gia, this is my little sister, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Do you mind if your sister and I talk?
Are you gonna be talking like this?
Tell you what. If you leave us alone, I'll give you a tic-tac.
Wow, a whole tic-tac just for me. Who's your friend?
Listen, Tanner. What you did today was really low. You knew I liked Jamie, but you went for him anyway.
I didn't know you liked him.
Now you know. So you better call your little date off.
No way.
Tommy can't make it. You're not feeling well.
I feel fine.
You won't if you don't call off your date.
I'm not gonna do that.
Fine. It's your funeral. I'm telling you, it's true. Here she comes.
Stephanie, get over here.
What are they laughing at?
You.
earn big bucks? What does that mean?
Gia told everybody that you paid Jamie 20 bucks to go out with you. It's all over school.
What?
Hey, Steph. I'll go out with you. I need a new bike.
Hang in there.
Steph, we gotta talk.
About this?
Yeah. Everybody's been ragging on me. But who started this?
It's Gia. She said if we didn't call for a date, she'd make my life miserable.
Hey, Jim. I was wondering... Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to disturb you at work.
Listen, I'm really sorry about all this. If you want to break the date, I understand. Maybe that's a good idea. It is? Sorry, Steph. Yeah, me too.
Stay with me here. Keep going. Stop! Drop the Wurlitzer. This is the spot.
In the middle of the room?
Absolutely. This is a good idea. You know what? It'll be a conversation piece here.
Oh, you think so?
See, we're talking about it already.
Interesting. Organs in the middle of the room.
Am I wrong, or is this house abuzz with organ-related chatter?
Paige, your dad's totally flaked out.
It's this whole splitting up with Vicky thing. We're just trying to be supportive.
I understand. Hey, soup for one. Mind if I tickle the ivories? They say that breaking up is hard to do.
You know what? I think that I like the organ better over there, okay? What's left? Oh, Joey's room. Excuse me.
You know, I don't care how upset Danny is. I like my room the way it is.
Oh, what's he gonna do? Rearrange your bonnacle nightlight?
Hey, guys, is the chainsaw gassed up?
Let's go, Rock!
I hate my life. Let me guess. Bad day at school?
Gia told everybody that I paid Jamie 20 bucks to go out with me.
20 bucks? Boy, prices sure have gone up since I left junior high.
It's just a rumor Gia started to scare him off. And boy, did it work. Gotta get her back.
Well, I can lend you my gym socks to stick in her locker.
Kimmy, she wants to hurt her, not kill her.
So what do you guys think?
Great. Really great.
Yeah, this is a great idea, Dad. What could be more fun than sharing an authentic Japanese meal with your family and friends? And your golden retriever.
Oh, come on. Sayonara, boy. Come on, that's enough. There's sushi outside. Come on.
How long do you have to eat on the floor?
Well, until your dad gets over this post-Vicky blues thing. For one more day, whichever comes first.
This is so much fun.
Yeah.
Watching my family having a good time, enjoying their dinner, savoring new experiences. Nikki, Alex, how are you guys making out with your chopsticks?
Alex, chopsticks are not a toy.
What about Joey?
Roar, roar, roar.
How did those get there?
Dig in, everyone.
Will you pass this rice? Can I have some of that?
Sure, honey.
Hey, Mickey.
Hi, Steph. Hey, cool. You guys went Japanese. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Tanner. You got a little soy sauce on your lip.
That's a mustache.
Hey, come on. Don't worry about it, Mr. Tanner. I mean, I tried to grow a mustache once.
What happened?
Nothing.
Can I be excused? Mickey and I have some work to do.
Okay, but you're gonna miss the eel.
I'll get over it. Did you get Gia's file?
Right here.
You know, Danny, this sushi tastes so good, you don't even think of it as raw fish.
I'm eating raw fish.
No.
Thank goodness.
You're eating squid.
Ew! I know you're sad about Vicky, but I just had a squid in my mouth.
Wait a minute, everybody. Who thinks I'm sad about Vicky? Well, for your information, I haven't thought about Vicky once today, or how much I miss her, or, you know, where she is right at this very moment, and, you know, the way she'd crinkle her cute little nose when I'd spray too much air freshener in the room.
Danny, it's normal to feel pain, but, you know, going around changing everything, that's just avoiding your feelings.
Yeah, then we end up sitting around on the floor with a gut full of bait.
I'm sorry. Truth is, I do miss her. I guess I can't change that by trying to change everything else, huh?
Hey, you know something, Danny? I think it's just gonna take some time.
You're telling me. This took 4 days. I thought I'd reached puberty already. Thanks for putting up with me, guys.
We understand. Okay, no problem. But until then, can we just maybe get back to normal around here?
Yeah, you know what? Getting back to normal sounds pretty good right about now.
Hallelujah. Let's fry up these suckers.
All right. Let's go.
Guys, check it out. Somebody blew up Gia's report card and stuck it on the wall.
Oh, that's terrible. Who would do such an awful thing?
Steph, listen, I'm really sorry about yesterday. I'm not gonna let Gia run my life. So, if it's okay with you, are we still on for the Smash Club tonight?
Yeah.
G, this day's just getting better and better. What's going on over there?
A little thing I like to call sweet revenge.
All right, Steph. Yeah, well, she had it coming anyway. See you tonight.
Tonight.
Here comes Gia.
Hey, Gia. What's 0 + 0 + 0?
I give up, Scott.
Your grade point average.
Who did this? You? You little. Now we know why you got an F in English.
We got her good.
Ruthless, Steph. I love it.
So, Gia, looks like we're even.
Haircut. All right, everybody, good. Have some fun. Dance. That's good. All right. That's good. Dance. Have a good time. Work up an appetite. Buy some food.
You okay, Steph? You seem kind of quiet.
I'm fine.
Well, listen, guys, I gotta go tune up.
Bye. I didn't think G'd have the guts to show up tonight.
For.
Do something about this sticky table. Bring us the menus and try not to take forever.
Okay.
That's one cappuccino I'll be spitting in.
Oh, I love this song.
Scott Daly.
I don't want it. Okay, cool.
What's happening, Steph? Having fun?
Not really.
Oh, really? Matter?
Well, I've just got this awful rumor about me.
Say no more. Same thing happened to me in junior high school. There was this ugly, awful, vicious rumor about me and a root perm.
Well, I did something mean to get back at her, but I think I really hurt her feelings.
Thought it'd make you feel good, but it didn't, huh?
Right. I thought revenge was supposed to be sweet, so how come I feel lousy?
I hate to break it to you, kiddo, but you've been cursed with a good heart.
But Uncle Jesse, this girl humiliated me in front of the whole school.
Stephanie, what have I always told you?
Never get a beauty school haircut?
Well, Yeah, but no. No, I've always told you that it doesn't matter what people think about you. All that matters is what you think about yourself.
Right now, I don't think that much of myself.
Well, you listen to that good heart of yours. It'll tell you what to do.
Thanks, Uncle Jesse. What do you want?
I came to apologize.
Well, I don't need your apology. Wasn't that tragic? So what? You told the whole world I stink at school? It's not like it's any big secret.
Maybe if you didn't ditch school all the time.
Oh, what do you know? Nobody gives me a break. Just once. I'd like to have a teacher who hasn't heard of me before I got into the classroom.
You know, it doesn't matter what other people think. It's what you think about yourself.
Oh, what a valuable lesson. Thanks, Barney.
I'm serious. You got a lot going for you.
Like what?
Well, you're a natural leader.
Yeah, sure.
And you're pretty.
Pretty stupid?
No, pretty, pretty. And you have a locker that actually opens?
Tanner, you're such a dweeb.
All right, attention everyone. Welcome to New Band Night here at the Smash Club. First up is the pride of DiMaggio Junior High School. Relax. They're going to be doing their hit single from their yet-to-be-recorded album. The young, the excruciatingly hip, Human Pudding.
I meant the drummer. But don't get any ideas. He's mine.
One Gibbler special cappuccino.
Gibbler special?
Yep.
You don't want to drink that.
No, stance.
Okay.